Well, my precious family, judging from the emails and comments I've been getting, you were pretty blindsided by the message about the rapture being so close. And I have to confess, I was too. And it threw me into a deep look at myself, finding out, am I really ready for this? I know I want it because I'm tired, but am I ready for it? That's the question. So please be patient and understand the Lord has His ways of motivating His body. And there are times when the methods could be a little painful, like knowing the rapture could be any day and taking a real honest look at ourselves and seeing we're not ready. The bottom line is we'd better get ready. Recently, I heard about an internet minister who said the Lord told him the rapture was 10 years away. Well, I haven't been able to substantiate what he said, but this minister definitely knows the Lord and spends time in heaven, so it rather threw me for a loop. And I came crawling to the Lord saying, what is going on here? Have I gotten a false word or what? Now, many of you have expressed the feeling that you are not ready, and it is true, you are not. I see the writing on the wall. The rapture could be called at any moment, but I also know our focus should never be on when it will happen, because if it is, there's a good chance we will run out of oil in our lamps. Our focus must be on doing God's will from moment to moment, living faithfully for Him and loving Him with all our hearts. So I asked the Lord, why is this minister getting 10 years from you? And Holy Spirit answered me, I am leading him in a different way. You do not see your role very clearly now, but you will. I have given you this flock for a very substantial reason. I am leading you by a different set of rules, and there is solid logic and reason behind it. I'm leading you by a different way. What goes well for him and his flock is not necessarily good for yours. But Lord, you deceive no man, so it seemed that we would be consistent in what we're saying. Holy Spirit continued, that is true. However, I can say different things to different people, yet they can all be within the realm of possibility. You are leading an older, more mature crowd, and he has many young ones. How I guide him is absolutely going to be different than how I guide you. Besides, no one knows the day nor the hour. No one. That includes me. I can only judge from what my Father tells me and what I observe on this earth. This is a secret of the Trinity. It is a discretionary sharing of truth as it applies to the situation. Forgive me, Lord, but this sounds very much like a familiar spirit justifying lies and situation ethics, like certain things justify lying, but you would never lie to us. Where is your faith in me? He said. Well, I went to the Bible promises asking this question, and I opened to mercy, the first page of mercy on page 106. And then it started to make sense. Then the Holy Spirit continued speaking, and he said, who are you going to believe? Is it not presumption to say the rapture is in 10 years when I told you through my holy word that no man would know the time of the rapture? But you did say season. And it seems like we are on the cusp of a new season, even a new era, that could dovetail with that pastor's word. Holy Spirit, please help me. Lead me and correct me. I am helping you. We are doing this together now. Claire, beloved one, you are correct in questioning this immediate timing. You see, this has not been decided yet. As warnings are going out, people are falling to their knees and seeking mercy. Mercy because they've wasted time like you have. Mercy because of their unsaved loved ones. You see, this has not been decided yet. As warnings are going out, people are falling to their knees and seeking mercy. Mercy because they have wasted time like you have, and now they see it. Mercy because of their unsaved loved ones. Mercy because of unreached people groups. You are right in questioning and hoping the time will again be extended, but you must come to understand that the Father is sovereign, and He alone will choose. How many warnings have you had? And what resulted from those? Some good and some not so good? And yes, while you resolved to do better, the demons were sent to wear down your resolve and even entice you away from the most important things you should have been doing. But I must say, you have preserved in brotherly love and keeping that high on the agenda, and that matters very much. This is not our Holy Spirit and Jesus call. This is Father's call, and it is utterly dependent on what conversion of heart is seen, what depths of repentance are seen, and lastly, what fruits are seen on that tree that bore no fruit for 3 years. The gardener is now hoeing around that tree and applying fertilizer to enrich the soil, that perhaps the tree may bear real fruit. You see, you were called to progress much higher than you have gone. The reasons for this are laziness, fatigue, and lies of the enemy, lack of perseverance in faith, and finally, yielding to the flesh when you should have drawn your sword and fought it. You are riddled with faults, Claire, but your love is great. I honor your love, child. I honor your genuine caring for others, and I see how you've been defeated by the father of lies. Nevertheless, you must now rally and get busy doing what you know you should do, and you will be prepared whether the rapture happens next month or at a later date. Your sins and weaknesses are quite common to mankind, but your virtues are great as well. What is being asked of you is that you overcome these remaining spots, wrinkles, and blemishes. And a good shake-up, wake-up call, knowing that the rapture is right around the corner, is the best way to get you all to look at the real person that you are and what you've done and what you failed to do. Jesus wants a spotless bride, and when the Father sees her in all her glory, then He will call her home. So you are right in suspecting a delay. She is far from ready. And as you persevere with your commitments to overcome self-will and the flesh, as you share these struggles and victories at the end of the road, others too will press in and say, "If she can do it, I can do it." There are so many who are terribly far away from this goal, and He wants them all. However, all is not possible, and this is where the Father's discretion enters in. He oversees the entirety of believers and those called to believe, and He must make the judgment as to when to redeem her. You have some time to work with, but there are no guarantees that He will call you home and give you 10 more years. No guarantees at all. You were right in saying the Antichrist is among us. What you were shown in the dream you had about being on the deck of that ship with Hillary, that was truth. And He's talking about there, I had a dream that I was on a ship headed towards Mexico. Seemed like maybe Mexico City was the destination. I was on the deck near Hillary Clinton, who turned and looked at me saying, "He's with us." and I knew it was the Antichrist, and he was below the deck, out of sight. At that time, the Kosovo War was going on, and we were living up here on the mountain with our sheep. I awoke from that dream, knowing it bore the Holy Spirit's signature. I had no idea who the man was until he was elected to represent the Democratic Party in the presidential race. When I saw him for the first time, I recognized him because of the vision the Lord had shown me at the Capitol building. There was a gala going on, and a woman stepped up in front of a podium and began to introduce the man who was our Savior. Then a rather tall, slender man of dark skin stepped out from behind a door. He was dressed in a suit, but I felt that he was Muslim and that he should have been wearing a Muslim attire. Holy Spirit said, "So you see, you have many of the puzzle pieces, and you are correct in saying this is the season, because indeed he is working behind the scenes to gain the alliance of all the nations under himself as the one world ruler." But Lord, what does this other pastor see that I don't see? The one who said 10 years. Holy Spirit continued, "He is dealing with many young people that need a time frame to work out their gifts so they will not turn slothful, as is the tendency when you feel your time is up. What I am saying to you is that you are here today and your time is not up yet. Neither is the time of your flock up. So work while you have the light of day, because the darkness will soon be upon you." When I say the light of day, I am talking about a time when the persecution is not so great that you must run from location to location to even stay alive. You have the internet. You have your gifts and equipment. You still have relative freedom. You have a president who's pushing back the red dragon. You have conversions coming into the church left and right around the world. In short, it hardly seems like the time to quit, because there is still opportunity to minister and call the lost sheep into the flock. I know in your heart of hearts, this is what you want, really want, to finish the race and not waste your gifts. I know this so well because I live inside of you and grieve with you when you cry. But I also know how tired you are and how your body seems to be taking on more of the weight of age. But Claire, don't you know we are fully capable to give you what it takes to finish this race? This is where you have lacked faith and been targeted by the covens, which, by the way, are no match for my grace, just in case you have doubts. I only need your thinking to come into alignment with ours to make this work. I speak the truth. This is all that is needed from you. And here I would like to share the vision Mother Elizabeth had this past Sunday. We were all in worship, and the Spirit of the Lord was so heavy and beautiful in the room. She saw Mary, the mother of Jesus, forming victor's crowns out of olive leaves. She handed them to her son, and he placed them on each of our heads, saying, "Finish the race, and your reward will be great in heaven." Wow, what a word of encouragement. Holy Spirit continued, "In the meantime, the Father has a view of the whole picture, and he alone will make the determination when it is time for her to come home. But as we wait, we are looking for the best ways to motivate you all into snapping to and coming forth from your lethargies and dream states. You who are older have tremendous advantages over the younger generation, and that you don't have time to waste, and you've been seasoned by having fallen into the traps of the enemy in the past. Your hormones don't rage, which is helpful. But on the other hand, your motivation fizzles. We want you to shake off the dust of years and step up to the plate. Hit home runs for Jesus. And in your present state of mind, you wouldn't have the motivation to walk from the dugout to home base. Yes, there are problems, but they can be overcome. And you can receive healing during worship, as well as empowerment to see ahead and move forward with the impulses and graces I impart to you. In short, your state of mind needs rejuvenation. This is the wave Lena Vassar was talking. That's from an interview that she had on the internet just recently. He continued, "It is coming, and it's like surfing. You must position yourself through obedience and worship to catch it." The Lord Jesus has been guiding you along the right way. What is needed is more effort, more obedience, more trust and faith in Him, not in yourselves. You are way too bogged down in the flesh, and the only way out is through obedience, as difficult as that may seem at times. You are looking at what you have rather than what is possible for you to have. So much more is possible to you if you don't settle. Don't settle. Cry out for the fullness of the manifestations and empowerments of my Spirit. Cry out and knock on that door until it is opened for you. So you see, you are not washed up. It is only a state of mind. We would have you working hard until the very second we call you home. But you have wasted time on foolish things, on kicking back and resting, on waiting for the end to come, rather than pressing in and using every minute an opportunity to do good, to exercise your gifts, and to live for God. This is like the servant that took his talent and buried it. There is a need for you to recognize the areas where you've taken your ease and grasp your will by the neck and make it obey your spirit. This is what the saints did. They took heaven by doing violence to their flesh and refusing to let a spirit of lethargy determine what they could or couldn't do. Is it not written that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force? That's Matthew 11:12. So you see, whether you're called home next week, next month, or next year, you must be busy about your Lord's business. Not like the slothful servants who took advantage of their master's delay and just kicked back. There are many pitiful souls who, instead of getting busy for God, are just waiting. When a rapture warning comes out, they stop, lay back, look at the sky, and say, "Oh, well, I wish I could have finished the race better than I did." No, that is not the response we are looking for. We want you to jump up and do more until the very moment we take you. So what you have encountered with the serious rapture warnings are wake-up calls to get up and get busy, not excuses to kick back. There are many on this channel who are not doing their utmost to bring the kingdom of heaven down to earth. They are living for themselves, not for God, and there will be consequences to their negligence. Time is precious, Claire. Never, ever waste time. Make it count, sweetheart. Make it count. I am so in love with you and the heart dwellers that I grieve when I see a slovenly attitude which is projected onto them by the enemy, as well as fostered by their fatigue and their own flesh, when I see them giving into it. No, don't give into it. You have more life in you, and a wave of inspiration is on the way for all. But you must first recognize where you have laid down and abandoned your post and repent. making a firm purpose of amendment to absolutely change, taking the beast by the horns and wrestling it down to the dirt. You are all capable of so much more, but you have to want it and reach for it. So here is the bottom line. The rapture could come at any minute, or it may be delayed. You all have just received a jolt and a wake-up call to see what you have left undone and see yourself empty-handed before the judgment seat, grieving because you didn't use your time wisely. This warning was sent to cause you to take a look at yourself and see if you are indeed ready. Do you have a peace that you've done everything you were called to do? Or do you feel grief because you've left much undone? I am not saying the rapture is delayed. I am saying you've received a jolt to get you to look at yourselves before God and see if anything is lacking, at the very least, and to work to complete the job. I am with you. I do respond to heartfelt prayer and supplication. I do direct your activities to help you get the most from them. I am constantly reaching out to get your attention so you will make the right choices from moment to moment. I want you to believe this with all your hearts and put your best foot forward from this moment until you are taken from this earth to be with me forever. Remember, it is not about when the rapture will be. It is about what God will find you doing for Him in that hour. And the only way you can satisfy that requirement is to do your best, your all-out best, beginning right now to make our kingdom come, our will be done. We are counting on you, heart dwellers. We need this from you. Be prepared at all times, with your lights shining brightly and your flasks full of oil. And that was the end of the Holy Spirit's message. Well, my dear ones, all I can tell you is what I suspected before I got this message, and that is, get busy, use this time wisely, or you will be very, very sorry. Family, if you're living for yourself, it is likely that you won't be taken. But if you are living for God to the best of your ability, I believe you will be taken. You don't have to have a public ministry to be living for God. Intercessors hidden away praying are doing a wonderful job, a wonderful work for God, and their fruit is being seen all over the world. And nobody knows who they are. And nobody's given them a position or a platform to stand on. But God knows who they are. And they will be working till the very moment He calls us home. For those of you who feel you are not ready, I confess to you that I'm not ready either. So let us both get our eyes off the clock and the calendar and do all that is within our power to obey the Lord using the gifts we have. And He will surprise us with the rapture. But if you sit back and say, oh well, where's the rapture? It is most likely that you will be left behind. So let's get to work on our faults and shortcomings. Let's wash our wedding gowns and get all the spots, wrinkles, and blemishes out of them. Let's get busy with the work entrusted to us. Whether it's raising a family, writing music, or being a hidden prayer warrior, let's get to work, and we will be taken at the perfect time, at a time when we are truly living for Him and Him alone. All things considered, God's timing is impeccable. God bless you, heart dwellers.